Subjects discussed at the conferences. From James White's reports in the review, we gain a view of the topics dwelt upon as they met with company after company of believers. Of the Boylston, New York, meeting, held on Sabbath in a grove, White reported. In the forenoon, the subject presented was the Advent movement in the past, as symbolized by the angels of. And we were enabled to see that the word of the Lord had been fulfilled in our disappointments, as well as in our joyful expectations, and that we are still on the track of prophecy. In the afternoon, it was stated that merely believing and observing the Sabbath would not save one, and that there was no salvation in the Sabbath alone, but that in the hand of God it was a cleaver to cleave us out from the world, and bring us into the Lord's workshop, where the whole gospel can be brought to bear upon us and we be hewed and squared by the faith of Jesus. The Review and Herald, September 2, 18. Later at Norfolk, New York, many were present who had embraced the Sabbath but had little or no experience in the past Advent movement. James White wrote, "We presented our views relative to the seventh-day Sabbath, Babylon, the open and shut door, etc., and the Spirit of God fastened the truth upon the minds of those who heard. We were much cheered by the decided testimonies of some who have formerly been wavering." Ibid, September 16, 1852. At Walcott, Vermont, they had found a tent prepared to seat 400 persons. Again, James reported. "There were many present who have very recently embraced the Sabbath, or are just becoming interested. Our expectations were more than realized at this meeting. The cause in Vermont is moving onward. The meetings were harmonious, refreshing, and some of them very powerful. There were, at least, 150 Sabbath keepers present, besides others deeply interested." Ibid. How different now in the gathering time than in the scattering time, only 2 or 3 years before. Also, the large numbers of those newly come to the faith were being told about the shut door and its true significance.